Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. As you know, folks, we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And this is Dr. Barton with what we call the Truth in Medical Healing. So we have we do a 30-minute show every Friday, folks. We've been doing this program for about 7 or 8 years, maybe longer. And the main object in this particular broadcast is to give you all a better direction as far as health care. You cannot get healthy just on living prescriptions, on taking prescriptions of drugs. Now, by the way, I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine, and I practiced medicine formerly in Miami Beach for 23 years, called anti-aging medicine. And the reason why I've been doing this show for years, to try to get more and more people to understand how they can become healthier and work better with their own doctor. I'm not saying don't take prescriptions or don't go to your doctor or whatever. You're the one in charge of your own life. You can't just count on the doctor to tell you what's going to be so that you can be totally healthy. There's a very simple way to go ahead. Hang on a sec. I just had to take a drink of coffee, folks. I do too much in 24 hours. So anyhow, here's the thing. How would you like to have unending energy, look 20 years younger, feel 50 years younger? Well, you're going to meet me. You will maybe meet me on the airwaves, or you can also meet me by inviting me to your church, synagogue, or wherever it may be, and we'll set aside an hour or two. Matter of fact, there's a church in a place called Queens County, New York City. The church is located in a section called Cambria Heights, and we're going to be doing every 2 weeks an event on how to really be healthy. Remember, I've been doing this show for a number of years before the pandemic ever came along, which we're going through right now. The pandemic of people dying from the actual virus. So the virus, as we know, is called COVID-19. And just so you'll know, I go, whatever seems to me to be proper and cannot hurt me. So I had the 2 vaccinations, you know. But let's move along, because we only have 30-minute show. So if you really want to be healthy, listen to a few key things. The main thing that I'm going to be talking about, which I always talk about, is water. The human body is 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in interstitial fluid, which is really water. Now, water worldwide is contaminated. It's all contaminated, folks. When creation occurred, there was no contamination. There were no internal combustion engines. Automobiles started like the year 1903. That's the year my dad was born. As far as I'm concerned, it's the greatest year in the whole history of the world, because my dad was one of the greatest people that ever lived. I'm not saying that just because he's my dad, and we don't have enough time, but I can tell you why. Anyhow, my dad was a pharmacist. Actually, I went to pharmacy school. I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. And I went to chiropractic school in between because I wanted to see exactly how it is and what it's done. And it's a fantastic part of overall healing. Whoever's listening to this show, you already know the number to dial into it. So I'm not going to give that number out. We don't have enough time. But I'm going to give you the number to call for. I'm going to give you my cell phone number only one time right now, because my main office is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we have a lot of activity going on out of that office. So any question, you can call me directly. My cell phone, 863-509-9059. Okay? Now, listen to this. I'm going to give you a couple of examples about prescription drugs. By the way, I told you I have a degree in medicine also. when I formerly practiced medicine, anti-aging medicine in Miami Beach. So I'm not against prescriptions. I don't take any, and I'm a lot older than all of you. And how can I say that I'm a lot older than all of you? We have people, we have Felix listening in Johannesburg, South Africa. We have Edith up in, not Edith, in a place called Talkeetna, Alaska. So people listen to this show and they buy a machine. There's a machine that stands on your kitchen counter and it hooks up to the tap water and it actually converts the tap water into pure water. So when creation occurred, there had to be water. And still in the world, I mean, the beaches, Miami Beach to me, is, and I've been to a lot of beaches, folks, and I love the beach, okay? I could be on the beach 24/7. But the point is that it's the water, these days, from the time of creation, when the beach is beautiful, the green, blue-green water, and the beach colored sand, and the palm trees, and the green leaf buns, and the palm trees, and all of that, still looks the same. However, the air, everything we drink and everything we eat, it's all contaminated. There's all cancer-causing factors in the air we breathe. That's why cancer is so rampant in society. And believe it or not, when I was a small kid, a little kid, I used to hear my mom talking on the phone, and once in a while she would say something about somebody who got cancer, and that was like way, way few in between. By the way, listen to this. And by the way, when I do this show, folks, I don't read from a script. I just think about what I need to tell you all. Okay? So we're talking about water and we're talking about prescription drugs. I drink what's called Camden water, K-A-N-G-E-N. I found out about it maybe 25 years ago when I was in Tokyo at a medical convention. It was only a three-day convention. And a Japanese gentleman walked up to me and he said, "Dr. Barton?" And I said, "Yes, how do you do?" And this was in a hotel lobby in Tokyo. And I said, how did you know this is me? And he held up a Tokyo newspaper, all in Japanese, and on the front of it was my picture, a large picture of me. I said, "Oh, my God, what did he do?" I didn't write it back or anything. So he said, no, this says that people from Tokyo, from Japan, have been going to your cancer treatment center in Miami, Florida. So I didn't tell you that, folks, but I also years ago had a cancer treatment center where we use what's called hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And I know there's two facilities and three that I know of in New York metropolitan area that do hyperbaric therapy. And what that does is because cancer cells cannot live in a high oxygen environment. So you pump more blood, more oxygen into a chamber. It's a little like a tube you just lay in there. It's not scary or anything. It's all transparent so you can look out, look in, whatever. And anyhow, that builds up the oxygen content in your body cells. So moving right along because we don't have enough time and I don't have enough time to even hardly do this show. But I want to tell you a couple of things about prescription drugs. There was one drug called Avandia that was on the market for 10 years. And it was sold worldwide, and it was supposed to be for diabetes. And it turned out the bottom, and Avandia was produced by a company called GlaxoSmithKline. And it ended up with GlaxoSmithKline ended up paying a $3 million fine. They should have paid $100 million for it. The people had died because of Avandia. Someone from the New York Times, to make a long story short, they were able to expose that drug Avandia, that it was not really intended for cancer to begin with. And the company, GlaxoSmithKline, as I said before, paid a $3 million fine, and they were allowed to stay in business. Well, things happen because of politics and so forth and so on. And let me tell you one more thing about a very well-known and used drug called Boniva. Especially in women, there's an increase in osteoporosis. Osteoporosis means a weakening of the joints and the bones. People trip a little bit of a trip, they get a fractured ankle, or fractured knee, or whatever. There's fractures are increasing, broken arms, all because of Boniva. And Boniva, why would that happen? Because Boniva has a in order to get the actual formula put together, it has a the sodas, Pepsi, Coke, and Dr. Brown, the dark colored sodas contain phosphoric acid. So people that drink those kind of sodas are weakening their bones and their joints, because phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals. So Pepsi, Coke, and also all these dark colored sodas are dangerous. And Pepsi actually came out with a clear colored Pepsi. And I don't drink it at all, but I happen to see it advertised. So just that's another thing. The fact is that osteoporosis is problem number one. Problem that exists in healthcare in the world, not only America. So if you really want to be healthy, you've got to drink plenty of water. What that water does, it's like water from creation. And it actually works to help build up your cells of your body. And all the organs are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. Human body is 85% water. So the main reason why I do these shows, I've been doing it for years, because when I met Dr. Shinya, and he told me about the Kangen water, and he talked me into going over to Osaka, Japan, the other side of the island. We took a small plane over there, and there's a factory where they make these machines. And the machine, when the same machine, is like a little bit, let's say it's twice the size of an ordinary type of toaster. It stands on your kitchen counter, and it hooks up into the water system. And you're drinking then pure water. Now, if you keep on drinking Pepsi and Coke, you're going to get all kinds of injuries because it contains phosphoric acid. So you really don't want to do that, okay? Folks, I'm going to give out my cell phone number one time only, if I remember it. 863-509-9059. Okay? And moving right along, how would you like to be able to... And I know that I'm older than all of you. How can I say that? Because I know nobody at my age is going to be, they don't have the introduction to everything that I'm telling people about. I'm not the only one, you know, because the company called eMagic, E-N-A-G-I-C, eMagic is located in Osaka, Japan, and in the United States, the largest office for eMagic is in Los Angeles, and they came. I'm trying to think of the system. However, there's another office at the Long Island City on the East Coast, which is open for repairs of machines at the present time because of the pandemic going on. So, in the time we have, the petroleum industry is actually doing something called fracking. Fracking is a use of certain machines that break through the Earth's crust. And hang on one second. I talk too much. I have to drink a little bit more. I don't mean vodka. I mean drink coffee or water. Anyhow, fracking breaks through the Earth's crust and releases different types of things called... they're looking for petroleum deposits. And by doing this fracking, they're ruining the reservoirs that have, still have signs on them, say, pure water, whatever. And that's where that water is pumped into the different cities in the country from the reservoirs. And I'm sorry to say that all the reservoirs now are contaminated because of the fracking. F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G. Want to know more about it, just go online. It's going to be all about the dangers of fracking. By the way, you can go into the library and look for my book. The book that I wrote is called The Medical and Health Guide, and it was published in 1981. It took me about three or 4 years to actually write that book, because I was practicing medicine at the time, and I was also very active in other organizations and giving many, many talks and lectures and so forth and so on. So with all that being said, let me give you an example of fracking. The largest tomato farm in Pennsylvania is about 50,000 acres growing what's called heirloom tomatoes. tomatoes. Those big, red, beautiful tomatoes, heirloom. Because of fracking, all those acres were ruined about 7 or 8 years ago. All the tomato crop was destroyed because of the fracking and destroying the pureness of the water in the reservoirs. So, now I can speak a little bit more about the one topic that we're talking about here, but we don't have the time, and I could get more time on the radio, but I don't have the time to even do what I'm doing now. Now, I just want to tell you also, because the pandemic has that's occurring, and because of people in America are living longer, sicker. So it represents like 63% of the population in America is over 55. And they're taking a variety of anywhere from 6 to 13 varied prescription drugs. By the way, I don't take one prescription drug.
Do I take one?
No. I take various vitamins and minerals, so forth and so on. So I gave you my cell phone number before anything else I'm going to be having to end the broadcast in about 10 minutes, I think. So let me just say, if you'd like to have unending energy, look years younger, feel years younger. Call that number, leave a name and number slowly and clearly, and we'll be getting back to you during the following week. So we can tell you where and how to get the Canyon Water Machine. Because you want it, we call it a machine, because it is a machine, but it's the way that you can actually drink pure water. And the Japanese invented that like 20 years ago. Let me give you a little bit of somebody else who's using. There's a medical doctor. His name is Horst Filzer. And he's practicing out of Women's Hospital in Boston, a highly prestigious hospital. In his office, which is nearby the hospital, he has in the waiting room a Kangen water machine. And Dr. Filzer, he does kidney transplants. And that's not your everyday doctor writing prescriptions, you understand? And that hospital is one of the most prestigious. So Dr. Horst Filzer has a Kangen machine. It's small enough to stand right on a little table in the waiting room. And he has it all hooked up through a couple of pipes. And people who sit there, they can actually just turn the machine on, and it pumps out this Kangen water. So there's so many people that are super smart. Now, Dr. Filzer has to be a genius type in order to be able to do what he does with kidney transplants and all of that. So remember, folks, we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon. Let me tell you a little bit more about, we talked about the drugs, so let's talk about vitamins and minerals. And the number that I gave out before, my cell phone number, just call that number and you can find out how to get the best possible nutrients in the form of vitamins and minerals that you take that, which I do like on a daily basis. And by the way, the only thing that I tell people who go buy is the Kangen water machine. It's about $3,900, and you can pay it off through the company through very easy terms. We had some people, years ago I used to own a medical, I was part owner of a medical center in Far Rockaway, New York. People would come over there for meetings to find out about water machines. And in the years gone past, folks, I've owned, designed, and built more than 30 multi-specialty medical centers. So, and I'm willing to, I'm bet, number one, I'm probably older than most practicing medical doctors. Older I am. And I have more energy than most of them, I'd say. I can dance all night long. I love to dance and write music. I can do that, and I can play tennis 24/7 practically. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I love the game. So, folks, the pandemic has awakened the overall medical profession, to the fact that people are living longer, but they're living longer sickly. So the average doctor only knows how to write a prescription. That's all they learn. I went to the same type of medical school that they all went to. And oh, cancer did not exist in the year 1903, like when my dad was born. Okay? However, cancer, all the emissions from when the internal combustion engine, when automobiles first came about, that's when the air started to get contaminated. All the air we breathe in is contaminated by the emissions from the boats, the planes, the trucks, the diesel trucks, and all of that. That's why cancer is so commonplace now. Remember, when I was a kid, there was hardly any cancer anywhere. Now, there are cancer clinics here, there, and also the American Cancer Society, and all these different societies. And I'm trying to remember that name of that hospital that's in New York City that's supposed to be so prestigious. And they don't do anything more for their, they don't even limit, oh, sugar. They don't even limit sugar in the food. Sugar is one of the most dangerous things, folks. Sugar is in everything. Every food and beverage that contains sugar. There are ones you can buy that have no sugar and keep your eye open, because sugar leads to forms of cancer. Okay? And Sloan Kettering, that's the name of it, the hospital. Sloan Kettering does not limit sugar in the diets of their patients. They don't. I don't know why. Maybe they don't want to lose their patient. You all follow that? I'm not saying anything bad. It's the truth. And I only speak the truth. So remember to tune in next week, every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And in the couple of minutes that we have left, let me tell you a little bit more. If you're in a room where there's people smoking cigarettes, get out of that room, or tell those people, you know, people don't want to listen. You tell them they're going to get cancer or whatever it is if they keep on smoking cigarettes, and they're also going to get their families diseased and die early and all of that. So people don't want to listen to the right. Thing. Let me tell you another thing. Anyone that's listening, that's taking prescription medication, there's a new development that came out that I'm personally involved with, which has to do with metabolism. There's four types of metabolism, and prescription medication has to match the person's type of metabolism. And by the way, the reason why prescription drugs are the number three cause of death in America. The first cause of death is auto accidents and heart disease. The second cause of death is a little bit more of that involved. And the third cause of death is due to prescription drugs. The drugs that your doctor prescribes, and you go to the pharmacy, and you get that, and you take it every day. And those drugs kill people. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Ask your doctor, what else can you do besides take that drug? He's going to say, no, that's what you need to do. Well, folks, I'm willing to bet that I'm going to be living a lot longer than any of the doctors, than anybody listening to the show today or next Friday when we broadcast again. And Janita is a lady who works with me in New York City, and I hope that Janita's listening to the show today. At any rate, let's go on a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about, and the African-American community is being decimated with high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and the death rate among African-Americans is pandemic because doctors misdiagnose, over-medication, wrong medication, and a lack of a precise test. Now, the test that's available that we talk about is to be able to take the swab test. It's a simple swab of the cheek, goes to a laboratory, and that report comes back and tells the doctor which drug to use for that metabolism. Folks, I just got to notice that we have 90 seconds left to the show. So let me just say this, that we're going to talk to you next week. Any other questions that you have, you can call the cell phone number that I gave you before. And if you didn't get it before, tune in next Friday, and you'll be able to get it again. So the reason why I brought up the African-American community, and in the 60 seconds left, tune in next week and you'll find out if you happen to be of African-American descent, you really need to especially know what's happening, what's going on. So call my cell phone number and we'll be it. Or if you missed the number before, tune in next Friday. The number to call, if you forgot it, you don't have it, at 347-345-3595. Okay, folks, and to my Latin friends who are listening to the show back home in Miami, because we're broadcasting from New York City today, and I say to them, to all my Latin friends, disfrute un fin de semana. And it means enjoy and have a good weekend. And let's all pray for peace in the world to stop these lunatics from killing each other. Adios.